chapter number 20, I thank God it ain't only on our webpage, but it's recorded in heaven. Everything that I'll say today and everything I'll speak, he even knows I told you that Tom Bigby can't find you out here to repo your power and your car and everything else that might get towed from us. You know, there's a lot of things in life can get repoed and took away, but I thank God that my Jesus can't be taken away. I thank God this morning he can't be repoed, he can't be taken back, he can't be done all them things. He is who he says he is, and that's who he is this morning. When a man, woman, boy, or girl comes to the place, they put their faith, hope, and trust in a man named Jesus. There's some things that will change in their life. They'll not be the same creature they used to be. But this morning I want to preach about a woman here in the text, and I don't know why I'm talking about a woman this morning. You may be a woman that needs to know this morning. I don't know. Maybe you're a man in here and you need to know what a woman stands about. I don't know. But I do know this. This is where we're at in the text, and this is what God showed me to do. So I want to go here. This morning, I want to share to you this little thought right here, and I want you to think about it. There's more to the story. There's more to the story. Now, there's more to the story when you start looking at the crucifixion. You start looking at the death, the burial, and the resurrection. There's more to the story. You ever heard that in your life? Your kids come home, and they tell you something, and you know they've left a part out, and you say, now, what's the rest of the story? And they look at you like you crazy, and they're like, what are you talking about? My mama was good at that. Man, after a long Saturday night, done laid out all night long, and come in Sunday morning, she'd get up, and she'd say, what'd you do last night? And I'd say, oh, we had a good time, and we didn't do much wrong. And she said, now tell me the rest of the story. And I said, mama, how do you know? Somebody done called me. Somebody done told me. And I'd be like, oh, no, done got me in trouble. You know who gets me in trouble now? It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost. He's the one that calls on me and tells me when I'm not doing right, and he stirs on the inside. But this morning, I want to show you in John, this morning, chapter number 20, in verse number 10, that there's more to the story. And I want to show you, I want to talk this morning to you about a woman named Mary Magdalene. She'd come to this place in her life, and she knew there was more to the story. And I want to show you that in the text this morning, John chapter number 20, and verse number 10. I would ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word this morning. And I would ask you, while I preach this morning, I would ask you to just pray. I would ask you just to pray, and I would ask you not to pray for nobody this morning but yourself. Could you do that this morning? That ain't much to ask. I'd ask you to pray for yourself and say, Lord God, is there more to the story that you're trying to tell me? Lord God, is there more to the story of what you want to use me for? Lord God, is there more to it? Brother BJ, I'm not fit, and I'm not qualified. I've been on this all the way. I'm not fit. I'm not qualified. I don't fit the mold. I'm not what they are. I don't act like they do. I don't dress their part. But could you ask yourself this morning, you'd lay that to the side, and you'd say, Lord, is there more to the story? John chapter number 20 and verse number 10 in the Bible reads this way. Then the disciples went away and again into their own home, but Mary stood without aught the sepulchre, weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. And they saw unto her a woman. Woman, why weepest thou? And she said unto them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they have laid him. Hello, you're talking to two angels here. Hello. Now, y'all might not have got that, but I'm thinking. This woman's went to look for Jesus, and she gets to the tomb, and there's two angels talking to her. I'm just going to throw that in there. There's more to the story. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. And Jesus said unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? And she, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, sir, thou hast borne him hence. Tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. And Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. And Jesus said unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascended to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. And Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. Father, I love you and I thank you. Lord God, I thank you this morning that there's more to the story. Lord God, there's more to the story than just an empty tomb. There's more to the story, Father. And that is this, that Jesus Christ through the Holy Ghost still speaks to people. Lord God, this morning as men and women all over this place have their head bowed, I pray this morning they don't hear from me, but I pray they hear the ministering of the Holy Ghost. Lord, I pray this morning that they would see that they're not too far gone, their reputation's not too bad, their qualification does not matter, where they stand does not matter. Father God, you want to save anybody that will call on the name of the Lord. And Lord God, I thank you this morning that it's not over. And Father, that the story can still be written in someone's life. I would ask you this morning to guard my throat and guard my thoughts. I would ask you this morning to hide me behind the cross. And Lord God, I would ask you this morning to search every heart of every believer and unbeliever in this place. And that when we walk out of this place, we can know that we've been dining with the King. Father God, I love you and I thank you. I thank you so much. Ooh, I thank you so much that the Holy Spirit's alive and well. I thank you so much that Jesus is alive. He's alive. Thank God he's alive. I love you and I thank you in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people did say, amen. You may be seated this morning. There is more to the story. I want you to think about that this morning. There's more to the story. Have you ever just thought about there's more to the story? You come in and we talk about the death, the burial, and the resurrection. Here, when we come here, I'm going to lead you through this story. He said in Acts chapter number 1, if you would look there sometimes, he said for 40 days he appeared to people of some infallible truths, some truths that had no error in them. You know, I thank God this morning that he showed himself to people. And I thank God this morning he still shows himself to you and I this morning. As we come here and we read this, I want you to get this. Mary Magdalene came very early and found the stone rolled away. And the Bible records she ran and got Peter and John. And when she ran and she got Peter and John and they came back to the tomb, the Bible records they came and they witnessed the empty tomb. And then they went back home. The Bible says here, if you'll look, then the disciples in verse number 10, then the disciples went away again into their own home. They went back home. But that ain't what I want to think about this morning. He said they went back home, but get this, but Mary stood. But Mary stood. She stood at the tomb of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because there's more to the story. She stood at that tomb of our resurrected Lord and she looked in. She stood there and she wept. I want to give you this. There's more to the story and I want to share this. You keep standing because there's more to the story. This morning, if you don't get nothing more as a believer this morning, you remember this. You keep standing for Jesus Christ because there's more to the story. I want to look this morning at four reasons that she kept standing and that she's still standing right there at that empty tomb. And the way that she stood at the empty tomb. Number one, this morning we look into verse number 11. Look what the Bible says. But Mary stood without the sepulchre weeping. Number one, that she stood there weeping for Jesus. She stood there weeping. Look what the Bible says. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre. This morning, I want you to get this. When she stooped down looking for Jesus, number one, she was looking for her master. She was looking for the one that she had followed the days of her life. After he had saved her and delivered her, she was looking for her master. This master, if you'll understand, will be the one that you're under authority of. This master would have the authority over you. I don't know about you, but when she looked into that empty tomb and she knew he was supposed to be laying there, she knew that her master should have been there. And she asked him, "Where have you taken my Lord?" Not only was she looking for her master, but she was looking for her Lord. You see, he had done come from master to Lord in her life. If you'll understand in John 19, if you'll turn right back with me one page or two, in John 19, 25, not only was she looking for her master, but she was looking for her Lord. I would ask you this morning, is Jesus Christ, is He your master this morning, or is He your Lord this morning? Friends, this morning as we get here, we see that in John 19:25, not only was He her master, but He was her Lord. In John 19:25, the Bible says, now there stood by the cross of Jesus, His mother and His mother's sister, and Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. She had been at the crucifixion, and now she has come to the tomb. Friends, if you don't understand nothing about Mary Magdalene, I want you to get this. She is a picture of you and I this morning and our relationship to Jesus Christ. Not only is He our Master, not only is He our Lord, but He was her Deliverer. He was her Savior. That's who Mary Magdalene knew Jesus as. And if you'll turn with me this morning to Luke chapter number 8 and verse number 2. Hey, you know why she stooped down and she cried and she got looking for Jesus? Because He's the one that delivered her. He's the one that set her free. He's the one that washed away everything about her this morning. Friends, in Luke chapter number 8 and verse number 2, I want to share you this in the text. And I love about Mary Magdalene. She came there because she knew there was more to the story. Hey, she knew He wasn't going to stay dead. She knew that He wasn't going to stay in that tomb. She knew that she had met that risen Savior. Friends, this morning, when you've met the risen Savior and you met what God can do, He can do anything this morning. We serve a God He can do. Amen. He said, I can do, God. He can do anything this morning when we call on the name of the Lord. You say, why was Mary Magdalene so upset and weeping? She had had seven demons inside of her. She had had seven devils inside of her. When she met Jesus Christ, she was demon possessed. Hey, but when she met Jesus, them demons had to flee at the name of Jesus. Them demons had to flee. Friends, I want you to know that's a reason to cry over Jesus. Amen. I don't know about you, but when He's delivered you, there's something that'll just make you cry. Have you ever just been happy and get talking about Jesus and it ain't long them tears start streaming down your face? Look what He says here in Luke 8:2. And certain women, look here, which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils. Friends, I don't know about you, but she stood there weeping because she knew there was more to the story. She knew what it was to be demon possessed. She knew what it was to be walking in the world that we walk in. And she knew that her Savior was in that tomb. She knew her Lord was in that tomb. She knew her Master was in that tomb. And she knew when she come to that tomb, she wanted to find her Lord. Hey, but this morning I want you to know and I want you to get this. Not only did she come to that tomb weeping, but she came to that tomb wanting Jesus Christ. Hey, it's one thing to weep about Him, but it's something else when you want Him. Ooh. Anybody can cry. You ever seen somebody just turn on tears and turn them off? Man, they'll turn tears, turn around, and be laughing the next moment. But have you ever seen somebody wanting Jesus? I'm talking about they just want Jesus. They want what Jesus has, and they want what Jesus is, and they want that resurrection story in their life. This woman not only stood weeping for Jesus, but she stood in verse number 13 wanting Jesus Christ. She wanted Jesus in her life. This morning I want to give you this. If you want Jesus, you can get Jesus. The Bible says He's no respecter of persons. Look what He says here in verse 13. She stood wanting Jesus. And they say unto her, talking to these angels here, woman, why weepest thou? And she said unto them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid Him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus. This morning she stood wanting Jesus. She wanted to know where they had laid Him. She said, where have you laid my Lord? Where have you laid my Master? Hey, but most of all, where have you laid my Savior? See, she wanted that body of Jesus. Hey, the death of Jesus, it didn't discourage her. She didn't get discouraged and she didn't leave. Hey, she kept coming back to where the Savior is. Hey, this morning I want you to know, oh, Satan's trying to tell you that God ain't on the throne. Oh, Satan's trying to tell you that the devil's dead. He's trying to tell you this morning, hey, that all that wouldn't be going on in your life if God loved you. I got good news for old Satan this morning. He's a liar and he's been defeated by the blood of Jesus by the blood of Jesus Christ this morning. And who the Son sets free is free indeed this morning. Hey, it didn't discourage her that he was dead. She kept coming to that tomb. She kept coming to that place. She kept looking for something. Hey, this morning you may be dead spiritually. Hey, you just keep coming. It won't be long. It'll be alive in your life. Hey, your spiritual life. You may feel like it's dead this morning. Hey, you get weeping for Jesus and get wanting what Jesus can do for you. And I want you to know this morning on authority of God's word, hey, he'll come to you this morning. He'll come to you. He'll meet you right where you're at this morning. That's the God we serve. Amen. And he says this morning, she stood wanting Jesus. The death of Jesus didn't discourage her. If it did anything, it energized her. Says she come very early in the morning to the tomb. If it didn't do nothing, it energized her. Hey, last week it energized a lot of folks on Easter Sunday. Can I get amen? It energized them on Easter Sunday. They wanted to get to the house of God. They wanted to get to the place of worship. Hey, but I got good news for myself this morning. There's more to the story. There's more to the story. Hey, he can do a whole lot more than just on Easter. Can I get amen? Hey, there's more to the story. Hey, this morning I want you to know there is more to the story this morning. Jesus Christ is alive and well. Amen. And I love this one. She said, get this. She wanted to know. It energized her. Early to the tomb she went. But not only it energized her, it impacted her life. Hey, she ran. She was a woman, but she still went. She still ran to that place. And you know what she said? She went to Peter and John and said, hey, he's gone. He's gone. He's not in the tomb. He's been taken away. And they came to that place. Not only did it energize her, not only did it impact her, but it stirred her. This morning, the death of Jesus Christ will stir you in a mighty way. But the resurrection will lift you up in a mighty way. Boy, I want to give you this. It stirred her as death always brings energy to people. You don't believe that'll bring energy to people. You let somebody die in your family and you ain't got the strength to go, it won't be long, you'll go to the funeral. Come on, get with me here. Death always energizes people. You don't believe me? Let somebody die in this church this evening, tomorrow, the next day, the past couple months, first thing they did, they picked up the phone, they called everybody they knew. Did you know so-and-so died? It energizes. It raises something up. But also, not only does it energize that individual, it impacts them. That death had an impact on the life of that individual, and it'll stir that individual. You let somebody die in your family, and you know what'll happen? It won't be long. It'll stir you. It'll stir you toward Christ, and it's up to you what you'll do with that. But she got to this place. Not only did it energize her, not only did it impact her, and not only did it stir her, but I want to give you this. Even Mary Magdalene, she even wanted a dead Jesus. I admit you missed it. She even wanted a dead Jesus. He was dead in the tomb. Where'd you lay him? She knew a dead Jesus was better than a no Jesus. Whoop! Whoop! Folks, this morning, can I give you this? We're not serving a dead Jesus. We're serving. He's alive. He's alive. Thank God he's alive. But you know what kind of faith it took for Mary Magdalene? She knew them demons in her life. But if you've been delivered in here this morning, you ought to be weeping and wanting Jesus. I'm just going to tell you like it is. If you're in here this morning and Jesus Christ has done anything for you, I mean anything, there ought to be times in your life you just be weeping, thank you, Jesus. There ought to be times in your life you want him no matter what. She had more faith than I ever thought about having. How do you believe that, preacher? She even wanted a dead Jesus. She even wanted a dead Jesus. This morning, I want you to know we serve a living Christ. Jesus is alive and well this morning. And this morning, I want you to know we don't serve a dead God. We serve a living God this morning. There's more to the story. You see, she'd been delivered, and she knew there was more. Folks, this morning, I want to ask you, there's more to the story than you and I know. There's so much more in that Bible than you and I will ever know. But this morning, there's one thing I do know, that my Redeemer liveth. Amen? There's one thing I do know is my Redeemer liveth. And you know what Mary did? She kept going back. She wanted to be right where Jesus was. And this morning, I want to ask you a question. Do you keep going back and wanting right where Jesus is? Or when you see the Holy Ghost show up, you want to go a different way? The Holy Spirit will get you to a place in your life where you'll be weeping and you'll be wanting what God can do in your life. I want to show you something else about Mary Magdalene that just really touched my life in a mighty way when I read this. Not only was she weeping and not only was she wanting what Christ had for her, she had come to that place she was stood weeping for Jesus. She stood wanting Jesus. And get this morning. When you get to a place where you say, Lord God, it's your will, not mine. You get weeping, asking God to move in your life, and you start wanting him so bad. You ever wanted somebody so bad? Have you? Yes. Have you ever wanted somebody to be saved so bad that you've got on your knees and you prayed for them night and day, day and night, hour upon hour? You just kept praying. You wanted them to come. You just kept wanting them. I'm going to give you this. When you get to the place in your life where you start weeping for Christ and you start wanting Him, you'll witness to Him in your life like you've never seen before. Because she stood and didn't give up, she seen something the mother too. She was the first to see it. Get this morning. Look here. Look with me right here in verse number 14. And when she done been weeping, she done been wanting, and now she's fixing to witness Jesus. Look what she's witnessing Jesus. By the way, do you want Him this morning? If you do, you can witness Him this morning. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus. She didn't know it was Jesus. And Jesus said unto her, "Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou?" And she, supposing Him to be the gardener, said unto Him, "Sir, if thou hast borne Him hence, tell me where thou hast laid Him, and I will take Him away." She was still wanting that dead Jesus. You know what you know when you want a dead Jesus, you know what you want? You want salvation, but you don't want nothing more. Save my soul, then let me live any way I want to. Do not have no dealings with me. That ain't how it works. 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 When He comes inside of you and He takes His abode up and that Holy Ghost starts living inside of you, there's going to be something inside of you when you start living wrong and doing wrong. It's going to be screaming. I mean yelling at you. Yelling at you. Screaming louder than you've ever heard in your life. That's how a man of God, a woman of God knows that they're a child of God. That Holy Ghost will scream at you like never before. And you say, how do you know that? He won't call on your neighbor's name. He'll call your name. You know what? When she got there and she said, supposing it had been a gardener, and she said, "Hey, it's just a gardener. Tell me where you've laid this dead Jesus and I'll take Him." And Jesus said, "Oh, you want a dead Jesus? I'm going to give you a resurrected Jesus." I know a lot of times we get stale around here and boring and all. I know we do that. But we don't serve a dead Jesus. We serve a resurrected Jesus. Let me show you this in the text. Oh, glory. Standing witnessing Jesus, and Jesus said unto her in verse 16, "Mary, Mary." She turned herself and said unto Him, "Rabboni," which is to say, "Master." And Jesus said unto her, "Touch me not." When she stood weeping for Jesus and wanting Jesus, she stood witnessing Jesus standing resurrected. When she got to the place where she wanted to see Him, she didn't see Him laying in a tomb. She seen Him resurrected. This morning, I don't look at my Savior in a tomb. I never do. I always look at Him resurrected. If I look at Him laying in the tomb, I see myself laying in that tomb. I see myself defeated. I see myself no way out. I see myself no way to go. I see myself, oh Satan, laughing in my face of the sin that's in my life. But when I look to the resurrected Savior and I look to Him standing resurrected at the right hand of the Father seated, I know I have intercession through the name of Jesus Christ. And I call out to the Lord. Friends, this morning I want you to know you can witness Jesus Christ resurrected this morning. But not only was He standing resurrected, but He was speaking resurrected. Through that resurrected body, not only was He standing there, but He was speaking to her. And He called her by name. Do you know when salvation come alive in my life is when I quit realizing that He died for the sins of the whole world and He died for my sin. When I quit realizing that He died on the cross for the whole world and He died on the cross for me. That's when it comes alive in your life. That's when that place gets in your life that there's more to the story. That's when you realize there's more to the story. She said she went weeping, she went wanting, and she witnessed Jesus Christ in His resurrected form. Get this. She stood standing resurrected. He was speaking resurrected. And she saw Him resurrected. Don't miss this now. When you see the resurrected Jesus, you have a choice. You have a choice. And I want to show you in the text. Look in verse number 16. And Jesus said unto her, "Mary." Mary, Jesus said unto me, "BJ." And Jesus said unto you, "JD." And Jesus said unto you, Hagen. And Jesus said unto you, Connor. And Jesus said unto you, Kevin. And Jesus said unto you, your name. Get this. Look, he says in 16, Jesus said to her, Mary, and she turned herself. She turned. Friends, I want you to know when Jesus Christ calls your name, you have an opportunity to turn. You have an opportunity to turn. You don't have to worship the dead. You don't have to worship the dead. You can worship a living God. He said, Mary, he called her by name, and she turned herself. This morning, I would ask a question. This is, if Jesus is calling your name this morning, why wouldn't you turn yourself to see him? She come to that place and she was wanting that dead Jesus. But she wasn't getting a dead Jesus. She was getting a living Jesus. And when he called her name, folks, when he calls your name, you're no longer dead, you're alive. When you call on the name of the Lord, he calls you and you repent and you give your life to Jesus, you turn yourself. You ain't going the same way you used to go. And you say, how do you know that, preacher? Number one, she went to him weeping. Number two, she stood wanting. Number three, she stood witnessing him and his resurrected body. But number four, she left doing what he told her to do. When you get to a place and you want Jesus and you witness his resurrected body and you turn yourself and you do what he's called you to do, you will do what he says to do. So how do you know that, preacher? Because that's exactly what Mary Magdalene did. The same woman, if you asked anybody on the street, she wasn't worthy of following Jesus Christ. Seven demons done been cast out. Oh, they'll come back. Oh, don't give it long. Don't trust her. It'll be back. But Jesus said, I'm going to use you. And there's somebody here this morning, there's more to your story than you ever will know. There's battles you went through in your life. There's bruises you've got along the way that you don't have no idea. God put them there in your life to use you in a mighty way. You'll testify to people that some people will never be able to testify because of the testimony that you got. And when he told Mary Magdalene, he said, I want you to go and tell my brethren. He said, I want you to go. He sent her on a mission right there. Can I say to you this, anybody's ever wanted Jesus Christ and got born again, there's not a person under the sound of my voice or will ever hear the gospel that when he saved them, he did not send them. He never saved nobody to sit them. He saved them to send them. He saved them to send them and tell another, the lost and dying world, that he's alive, he's alive. Praise God, he's alive. I want to show you this morning when she got to that place that she did what the Father told her to do. There's more to the story, folks. There's more to the story. This morning, I would wonder if you think God's done through writing your story. If you think this is all it's going to be right here, you're done. You ain't much more. He's not done. There's breath in them lungs. That's not your breath. It's his breath. And he's writing that story like you would never imagine. He is the penman this morning. He writes that story the way he wants to write it this morning. You say, preacher, I'm done about too far gone. I'm ready to throw up and give out and give in. Don't you throw out. Get the quit off the table. Because we serve a risen Savior. Look here in the text this morning. I want to show you this. This excites me right here. But she did what he asked her to do. Look in verse number 17. And Jesus said unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go. When she turned herself to Jesus and she met that risen Savior, he told her to go. He said, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascended unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. And Mary Magdalene, get this, Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things unto her. I say to you this morning, he told her to go. She was a faithful witness. She done what he said to do. But she was an exact witness. She didn't go tell what she wanted to tell. She went and told exactly what Jesus Christ told her to tell. Because he was still writing her story. There's more to the story this morning. If I could say anything to you this morning, there's more to the story this morning. There's more to the story. Get this. There's more to the story than just walking to an altar, kneeling down, weeping and wanting Jesus. There's more to the story. You know what the more to the story is? This. There's a service that you and I must do. He saved you to serve him. He saved me to serve him. I would just wonder this morning in my life, in the life that I live and the way that I walk, and you may want to examine yourself this morning. Does the picture that I give to the world, is it all about Brother BJ? I'd wonder if what I'm projecting out to the world this morning, is it all about me and what I want and what I need? Or what I do is all about Jesus Christ? All I do is all about Him because I'm serving Him. This morning, I don't know where you're at this morning, but there's more to your story. There's more to your story this morning that He's trying to write for you like you've never seen before. He's the penman this morning. He's wanting to write your story like you've never seen before. And I thank God this morning when we get to a place where we get weeping and wanting Him, that He'll show up and we can witness Him in His resurrected form, and He'll send us to go. This morning, I don't know who He's calling on to go. But this week, you and I are going to have the opportunity to go to a lost and dying world. What are we going to tell them? He's alive. He's alive. Thank God He's alive. So preacher, what are you talking about? We was going through Tucker Bottom the other evening, me and Brandy was. I was going to go through Johnson Bottom, and the water was out. I said, I think we can cross it. It's come, if you've ever been to Johnson Bottom, it's coming across that bridge waist high to a giraffe. That's deep. That's Detroit term, but that's deep. Ronnie Scott, you know what that is. Yeah, he's from Detroit. He understands that. That's deep. I told her, I said, baby, we can go. She said, you turn around or we're going to drown. I said, we'll go through old Tucker Bottom over there. And we head up through Tucker Bottom. We was riding through. I said, you having fun? She said, I'm enjoying it. Sun blinding in her face. Fell over a hill, and there's a man had a zero turn, stuck. So what does this guy do? He's still writing your story. He's still writing my story. He had a side-by-side pulled up there. And when I pulled up there, I looked, and he was just one of him, and two machines needed help. I said, hey, man, you want me to help you? He said, well, if you don't mind. I jumped off that thing, nothing about me. Listen here, not projecting me, but projecting him. I jumped on that thing there and poured him out. He said, thank you. I said, God bless you. I pray you have a great day. We got going down the road. Brandy said, you know who that was? I said, I ain't got a clue. I ain't got a clue. But I do know this. He might have known me. He might have known me. And I passed him on by. He might have known me. And I passed him on by. All I know is Jesus Christ is still writing my story. And there's more to the story. I don't know about you this morning, but I do know this. I want to be found doing my Father's will. I want to be weeping at the feet of Jesus. I want to be wanting Him. I want to witness His resurrected body. And I want to go where He sends me. This morning, I would ask you, what are you projecting to the world? Are you projecting it's over? Or are you projecting He's still writing my story? Father God, as we bow in Your presence, I don't know who this morning is. Come to the place where they said, Lord, I don't want You to write my story no more. Lord, I can do it on my own. I'm tough enough. I'm strong enough. I'm man and woman enough to do it on my own. Lord, I don't know who that would be for this morning. But Father God, I know this, that Mary stood. She had done seen what You've done in her life with them seven demons. And Lord God, she knew that death could not hold You. She knew that if You had power over seven demons, that You had power over death, hell, and the grave. And Lord God, whoever it is this morning that needs to know Your power, I pray You'd show up in their life this morning in a mighty way. And I pray it can be recorded that the Bible is alive in their life this morning and that Jesus Christ is their Lord. Lord, I pray this morning You have Your will and way in this service. And we ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say, amen. Amen.